What a turning point in the disciples' lives when Jesus looks at them and says, I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. Right? What's the corollary of that? Now you're going to know what I'm doing. Before you didn't know what I was doing. Now you're going to know what I'm doing. Right? It's sort of like a Christian maxim, which is the more we focus on ourselves, the more we experience misery. And the more we focus on others, particularly Jesus, and then from Jesus, our neighbor, the more we find joy. And so Jesus says, I've revealed everything that my Father's told me, and now love one another, right? What a beautiful thing to ask for in prayer, right? When we come to prayer, it's so easy, right? What do I need to do? Me, what do I need to do? Rather, Jesus, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then when Jesus reveals that, right, how could that not lead us to fulfill that commandment, love one another as I have loved you, right? Because we can't give what we don't have. And so let us make that prayer today. Jesus, what are you doing, right? Because we're now friends, we're not slaves.